Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Before we get started with our message today, I'm really excited to let you know I've now released my first book, Breaking Free, A Guide to Achieving Personal and Professional Freedom as a Lawyer. I'm dedicated to helping you find the success and freedom from stress and burnout in your practice. Breaking Free gives you the tools and actionable steps that allow you success and fulfillment in ways you never thought possible. You will see how to overcome the stress and overwhelm you feel and to achieve a life of freedom, joy, and success. I will leave a link in the show notes where you can purchase it. I hope you enjoy reading Breaking Free as much as I have enjoyed writing it. Now to the rest of our episode. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us today for another episode of The Free Lawyer. And I'm going to mention how much I appreciate each and every one of you for joining me on this podcast. I've been doing it about 2 years now, and you guys have given me incredible support. If you like the podcast, would you do me a favor and please write a rating and review? It's really helpful to get it seen. And if you don't follow it so the episodes will pop up for you automatically and you don't have to go looking for them. I'm really excited about today's episode. We have with us Bridget McDonald. Bridget is a certified coach and she's had advanced training in mental fitness coaching. And before becoming a coach, she spent over 11 years working as an employment lawyer and a consultant at a large corporate law firm in South Africa. So we're glad to have Bridget with us today. Bridget, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks, Gary. Lovely to be here.
Well, lovely to have you with us. Bridget, as a former employment lawyer and now a leadership coach for lawyers, what inspired you to transition from being a lawyer into coaching and helping and serving lawyers?
Sure, Gary, it's actually been quite a journey, to be honest. But when I was a practicing lawyer, always my favorite parts of it were my colleagues, the interactions I had with colleagues, and having those moments with them. So it's always been a natural inclination of mine to support people in a different kind of way. I enjoyed practicing law, I enjoyed studying law, I enjoyed practicing law. But I always felt that for me, my natural strengths were actually, should be used somewhere else. I have been coaching for a while now and I've recently decided to kind of really lean into coaching lawyers. I have coached lawyers a lot in the past few years, but just to focus on it. And I think the reason is I think it's quite a difficult profession to understand and to be able to really know what it's like in that to be in that environment day to day. So
it is a really, really difficult environment. And listeners know I've been practicing for 45 years and I've seen just some amazing changes and many of them good. Technology is great, but the pressure that lawyers are under today, the stress is so much greater than it ever was before. In your conversations with lawyers, Bridge, what are some of the major challenges that you hear that those lawyers face?
Well, what was very interesting is that, I mean, we all know anyone who's practiced law for any amount of time, Gary, knows that it is a challenging profession in any case. So that's the baseline. The baseline is it's unpredictable, it's relatively relentless, and it's very, very high stakes. So that's what we're dealing with to start with. And then there's certain things that I found, which were very interesting that are kind of on top of that, which actually make it harder and more challenging. And that can hopefully be sorted out. And, you know, there are ways around these challenges. But I found that a lot of lawyers are in a lot of isolation. They don't feel a sense of camaraderie with the lawyers that they work with. They feel there's often a competitive environment, so they keep to themselves. And that is very difficult. I think it takes a difficult job, and it just escalates that.
Yeah, there really is no sense of team pulling in the same direction. And instead of, while you're in a firm, it's often very competitive. If I'm a senior associate, I feel like I'm competing against the other senior associates to make partner. If I'm a junior partner, I'm competing to see how much I can bring in to get a bigger share of the pie. And I just did a newsletter on that sense of isolation and how destructive it is. What are the other major challenges that you've seen that lawyers face, the most important ones?
Well, I think a lot of lawyers also feel a large disconnection to their purpose. So they start, you know, there's this feeling when you start to practice law, you have this idea of what it might be like. And slowly, especially if you're in a bigger law context, you're very removed from what you're actually helping the client with. You might be doing some tiny portion of that work, or it's the context is sometimes not even explained to you, depending on obviously what level you're at in the firm, or, you know, what you're practicing. So there's a sense of, what am I even doing? What's the point? And, you know, in my experience, lawyers are often very mission-driven people. They're people who want to make a difference and help people and serve people. And because of that, feel very, very unfulfilled if they lose that sense of purpose.
Yeah, I think so often, I think everyone, almost everyone, enters law school with a view of somehow serving a greater purpose, serving the community, serving their clients, helping in some specific way. And then we get out of law school and we may take the highest paid job we're offered, and we find we're doing nothing that feels of service. And then we do lose our sense of fulfillment. And then we're working so many hours and we get burned out on top of it. It's sort of a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are lawyers in your conversations that you've had with them and your coaching? What are lawyers looking for? What do they want to help them manage those sorts of stresses?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of them, which was kind of surprising for me when I spoke to them, is that they really are looking for a sense of connection and collaboration. They want these inspiring colleagues. They want to have that feeling of team and everyone working to their individual strengths and supporting each other. So there's a real yearning for that, as you know, and I think that's something that really can be met.
I spent 45 years as a trial lawyer and still do try cases. And in those 45 years, I was always somehow in an adversarial relationship with the other attorney. It may be very positive, it may be very professional, but it was always adversarial. And in my firm, we did have a sense of team, but so many lawyers miss that. And the constant conflict without the sense of collaboration and working together for a common purpose can be very, very frustrating.
Yeah, and draining. And I think really actually contribute to feelings of burnout and isolation. It is a bit of a vicious cycle. So yeah, I think they're really, really craving that connection, that feeling of belonging and being part of a team. Then, like I said, they want purposeful and engaging work. They want it to be meaningful. These are not people who don't care what they do. You know, that's incredibly important to them. They want something that has meaning and that they can see its, you know, its impact. They want to make an impact. A huge issue, and something they really do want, is a sense of agency and control over their schedule. And obviously this is tricky depending on like the structure of the law firm, how it works, etc. So, but there are ways of dealing with that, and there are ways of even if it's a mindset shift of dealing with that. But so those are some of the things that they really, really do want.
The schedule and the billing requirements can be so overwhelming. And, you know, we talk about setting boundaries at times as a way to gain some respite from that. You know, when I started practicing law, we didn't have computers. And so my setting a boundary was easy. I closed the door to the office and went home. And I might need to come in on the weekend, but setting a boundary between work and home was easy. But now I hear lawyers tell me that their managing partner texts them and says, if you don't text me back in 30 minutes, then I'll be upset. Like, that's the expectation. So 24/7, they're on call. And working virtually has many benefits, but yet really we can get so sucked into just working all the time and very hard to set those boundaries. And they often feel like they have no control over their schedule. And it's very frustrating.
Absolutely. And I think the more junior you are, the more that applies, especially to your colleagues. But then as you go up the, you know, up the, you get promoted, etc., you might have that with your clients where you've got to learn how to manage your clients' expectations. And I would say over communicating is some one way to try and be able to put those boundaries in place, but it's incredibly, incredibly challenging depending on the power imbalances, etc.
Bridge, you and I both have pivoted away from the practice of law and now want to coach and serve lawyers. And for me, I spent so many years arguing with lawyers. Now I want to lock arms with them and help them. But from your experience, how does your coaching help lawyers to manage these stresses?
So, I mean, fundamentally, I think how coaching has helped me, and that's why I really, really sort of have leaned into it and become a coach, is that firstly, it's very action orientated. It's not just theoretical. You actually get to do stuff and make visible changes. But I think lawyers often forget that they have an entirely different side to their brain, the right side of the brain. And, you know, we're very logical, we're very analytical. So our left sides of the brain are very developed. And we think that we're going to be able to think our way out of these problems because that's what we train to do. Analyze and think our way out of these problems. And I find that can really trap us. Thinking you're just not going to be able to think your way out of a lot of these issues. You need to kind of act your way out of these issues and create your way out of these issues, which is very much more a right creative brain pursuit. So I think lawyers, when they realize that they have this other resource available to them, this other part of themselves, really, really that can make all the difference. And coaching can be incredibly effective at helping access that resourceful part of themselves that they've almost let go.
I too have had a coach, and my coach saw in me an ability and a talent to do things I never thought. And so I've done a podcast, this podcast, and I've written a book and I've coached lawyers, and I didn't see some of these things in myself. And I see now when I coach my clients, I see in them a future. I have a vision for what they can be that they don't see themselves. And in fact, they kind of push back a little bit because they have their own construct of what they're capable of. When they look at their past, they judge their future off their past. But this is all I've done. Do you find that you can have a vision for success and fulfillment for your clients that sometimes they may not see themselves when they start with you?
Absolutely. And I think that's the essence of coaching, Gary, is to see that potential and be able to champion that potential when the person themselves can't see it. So you almost, that's your role, is to champion that part of someone that they've lost touch with, or they can't see themselves in that moment. And I think that's absolutely vital. We get very lost. We can't see the wood for the trees very often, especially when we're very, very stressed out.
Right.
And it's incredibly helpful. So yeah, I love doing that. Every time I get a new client, it's like this magical kind of puzzle that I love to solve with them, to look at their different gifts and their strengths and see how those can be realized.
You know, you mentioned their strengths. What I have seen is that sometimes lawyers don't see their own strengths, but even worse, they often see some huge negatives about themselves, a huge, huge wall of self-doubt. How do you help your clients see those strengths in themselves?
Well, firstly, I mean, I love looking at people and just their strengths after I've talked to them for a while. I think it becomes very, very clear to me what they are. And what I love doing is articulating them and saying, this is what I see. And also giving them, I mean, they're lawyers, giving them evidence for them. I see the strength you have, and this is where I see it occurring. I mean, in this example that you've talked about, and very often with people's gifts or strengths, they're very blind to them because they assume that because they have them and it becomes so, it's so effortless for them. Everyone does, right? So just having that articulated, saying, listen, I see this in you. This is not something that occurs every day. This is really something special and something you should lean into. And making them aware of it, I think, goes a long way to helping them in that respect.
Ridge, I know you're passionate about bringing humanity and empathy and creativity and connection into the practice of law. How do you help your clients incorporate those concepts into their practice, and how does it benefit them? Because like you say, so often we're stuck in the logical part of our brain, not the humanity, empathy, creativity part.
Yeah, so it's such an interesting process because we are so analytical, especially as lawyers. Firstly, I think it's a process of slowly getting them to trust that they have that is a resource that they have, and that they can really actually lean into it and trust it. So with certain exercises I do around getting them more into their bodies, because I sometimes feel like as lawyers, we kind of like a head on a stick. We're so cerebral, you know, maybe making them conscious of where they feel different things in their body. Yeah, more body awareness, things like that. Also, getting them in touch with any creative pursuits that they have. I found that a lot of lawyers do have creative pursuits, but they see it as separate. So I paint and I'm a lawyer, or I am this and I'm a lawyer. But how can we actually use that creativity and that creative brain in solving legal problems? And I really think that with the way technology is moving, you know, artificial intelligence, et cetera. I mean, I'm no expert in that field, but I imagine it's going to do a lot of the left brain stuff for us as lawyers. And what is the value we're really going to add is the relationship building, is the connection, is the sort of intuitive sides, more right brain, creative, innovative side of things as humans. So there are various methods of doing it, but that's some of them.
We talked a little bit about lack of fulfillment and the fact that lawyers may have lost sight of their purpose or disconnected from their purpose. For a lawyer who you see is working hard and overwhelmed and stressed, but has lost connection with their purpose, how do you help a lawyer like that, and what does it do for them?
So, I mean, when someone's in a real state of almost burnout or lack of purpose, I mean, I think first off is to kind of get back to the basics, and get their sleep right, get their diet right. You know, those sort of small tweaks really, really make a difference. But when someone's in a slightly better place, you know, really, really connecting them with what they value, getting very clear on their values. And values, as you know, are not good or bad. They're just something that if we honor those values in our lives, we're likely to be much more fulfilled. So various exercises on how to get clear on what their values are, what do they specifically want, and what gives them, very specifically them, fulfillment. And I love that process as well, just figuring out what they value and then working out creative ways for them to honor those values. What are even small ways in which they can lean into that? If they have a value, for example, for lifelong learning, is there some way they can put that back into their life if it's been missing for a while?
I think part of the problem is lawyers work so hard and under such stress that they don't often take the time to really examine themselves, to become self-aware, to even think about what are my most important values and how can I incorporate them. How do you as a coach help and support lawyers in that process?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest obstacles for lawyers to kind of go on this journey is like, oh, Bridge, that's fantastic. This sounds amazing, but I don't have any time to even eat a meal. So how am I going to now sit back and talk about what I value in life, right? But I feel like there is so much time wasted if you are living in a way that is not in accordance with what is fulfilling. So if you take that time, yes, it does take some time. It does take time. There's no shortcut, but you just get so much more joy and fulfillment out of your life once you have. It's a real gift to yourself, I think.
It really is. And I want to highlight that for all you lawyers who are listening, you deserve it. You deserve taking time out for yourself. I know that sometimes when folks decide to not let me be their coach, and Bridge, maybe you found the same thing. The two things they often say are, I don't have the time, or I can't afford it. And I've found in life, often the excuses we make for not doing something are actually a sign of what the problem is. If you're lacking time and you're overwhelmed and you don't feel that you have the time to do it, that's particularly the person who needs to find the time to create the happiness and joy and fulfillment in their life, because each of you deserve it. And coaching can really help. At least that's been my experience.
Absolutely. I mean, Gary, I couldn't agree more, really. I mean, it's just such a worthwhile investment of time and money.
You've mentioned about attracting and retaining talent for law firms. You know, what I've seen is there's such a turnover. Lawyers sometimes be practicing 5, 6, 7 years and worked in five different law firms. What advice would you have to sort of forward-thinking, open-minded law firms about how to achieve both attracting and retaining the right lawyer, particularly in today's challenging landscape?
Well, I think the culture that you create and the leadership culture you create in your firm is so, so important. And there are certain ways you can signal that you are innovative and you are prepared to actually create a place that is exciting for lawyers to work at and in a sustainable way. But I think it starts with actually talking to the lawyers in your practice. Don't make assumptions that everyone's fine or that they're happy. Actually ask them, you know, what are the challenges? And if it's difficult for you to ask them, you know, find a way to collect that information. And then find creative solutions. I think lawyers are very good at solving problems. And I think there are a number of ways that these problems can actually be resolved. I also work a lot with physicians. And funnily enough, the one key difference is that physicians often work in teams and they're on call or off call, for example. And for lawyers, you never really get a chance to be off, completely off.
It's true. That's really true.
And, you know, what's stopping a legal team from putting certain lawyers on call at certain times and certain lawyers off call so that you can have that complete break? You know, just taking things from other industries, perhaps, and just innovating around those.
That is a very innovative idea that I've actually never heard before. My wife is the director of nursing, and so during the week, she's always on call. But on weekends, the four managers rotate, and every 3 out of every 4 weekends, she's in theory, not on call. And that is such a wonderful break. You know, we've talked about how you can help your clients find their vision, their purpose, their strengths, and maybe their challenges. How does your coaching translate into kind of everyday action for them? How does it make a difference for them in their legal work, their legal profession?
Well, honestly, Gary, I think once you've got a lot of these things cleared out in your head, you spend a lot less time worrying about it and thinking about it and debating things. So, for example, when you're very clear about what you value, making decisions becomes much easier and clearer, right? Am I going to do this or am I going to do that? It becomes somewhat easier. And I think the bandwidth that opens up with that clarity cannot be underestimated. And with that bandwidth, you know, you can use it to all kinds of ends. But it's just a case of clarity and then deciding creatively how you're going to move forward. And then I hold my clients accountable mainly to themselves. That's
two things I'd like to highlight there. The first is clarity. I think so many lawyers are frustrated, stuck, and overwhelmed, and they don't know why. They don't know where they want to be, and they don't know how to get there. And working with a coach like you can help them have clarity about what they want and how to achieve it. And I think that's really, really important. And the other thing is an accountability partner. With the clients I have, when we finish one session, we set goals or tasks or things we're going to do and change between then and our next session. And I had one client call me and say, I'm going to cancel today because I haven't done any of those things we talked about. I said, well, that's not a good reason to cancel. That's a reason to talk about why we haven't done them. And I'm certainly not harsh on my clients. I'm sure you're not either. But to have someone who holds them accountable to actually take the action that they wanted to take and agreed to take can be really beneficial. Have you found that as well?
100%. I think like we mentioned earlier, you know, championing that part of themselves that they want to lean into and is so resourceful and creative. And it, as a coach, our job is to champion that part of them, not the part of them that you know, is very maybe accountable to other people and other things, but that part of them that actually is deeply accountable to themselves. So I think that's a huge part of coaching, is actually saying, no, I'm going to stand for this part of you that deserves this and deserves this kind of fulfillment and purpose in your life and can get it.
And that sort of support of your clients, I've found, can give them such confidence. My clients grow in so much internal confidence from coaching. And I'll use the analogy to golf. I've used a golf coach my whole life. And those are the two things I get. I get clarity about what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, and I get confidence that I can do better. And that clarity and confidence is so important. Bridge, for the lawyer who's listening to us today, who's stuck, overwhelmed, frustrated, and confused, other than calling you and me, which would be the next step, but what would suggestions would you have for that lawyer who hears us and is just so frustrated, ready to quit the profession, and overwhelmed?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said earlier, I think just go back to basics, caring for yourself in a very, very elemental way, making sure you eat the right food, you're getting sleep, you're getting some exercise, and you're getting some connection with other people. Even if it's small little micro adjustments to that, I think that really helps. And then what also can help is getting very clear on what drains your energy and what gives you energy. Maybe even getting a piece of paper, drawing a line through the center and write, drain, you know, what energizes me, what drains my energy, and start just noticing those things. Just observe yourself. Because when you actually do need to figure out what you want, that's useful information. It's evidence, you know.
Bridge, what advice would you give to lawyers listening to us today who want to excel in their careers and be successful, but also want to have a sense of purpose, a sense of balance and fulfillment?
So, I mean, that's the ultimate question. I think it's absolutely possible, but it starts with a deep sense of self-knowledge, I think. I think you've got to know what your strengths are, and you've got to be able to leverage those strengths, because there's no point in not leaning into those. It really, if you know what your unique strengths are and you lean, you can really exponent, you know, your success will come a lot more easily to you. And with a lot less energy expended. So that's definitely a suggestion. Plus, you will also feel much more fulfilled. So I think really getting on top of what your natural gifts are and how those can be leveraged will go a long way to tick a lot of those boxes. But that is a process, and it does take time to figure that out.
And that's one thing you do for your clients. You help them figure out their purpose and what they find fulfilling and what gives them joy.
Yeah. And once you figured that out, really, it releases a lot of energy.
And reduces a lot of conflict, because often we're conflicted and we just don't understand why. And that's where the clarity comes in. Bridge, you know, I call this podcast The Free Lawyer, because it's all about how we, both as lawyers and as individuals, can find true personal freedom in our life. What does personal freedom mean to you, Bridge?
Sure. You know, it's interesting how that has changed over the course of my life. You know, it may at certain times had financial kind of connotations, things like that. But I think ultimate freedom is the time to spend, is the ability to spend my time in the way that I want to, doing the work that I want to, that I find fulfilling and purposeful, spending the time with my time with people that I love, and doing the things that I love. Ultimately, that's what freedom means to me.
And that's a wonderful description. And I think that's what many lawyers are lacking. They're not necessarily doing the work they love. They're not necessarily doing it with the people they want to do it with. And they aren't acting towards a purpose that's important to them. And mm-hmm. I think that's really the essence of why so many lawyers struggle. And it's a great description of what freedom is. And it's my passion and yours as well to help our clients find that purpose and find that achieve that freedom that really is within their reach.
Yeah, absolutely. And I my heart really goes out to a lot of lawyers. Honestly, I think they, on the whole, wonderful people, and just, you know, supporting them is very meaningful to me.
Bridge, thank you so much for all you shared today. You're really amazing. For the listeners who like to get in touch with you and learn how you might be able to help them, how do you suggest they reach out to you?
So I'm on LinkedIn, Gary. So it's Bridget, Bridgitte MacDonald, MAC. I'm on LinkedIn, and I've got a website. It's Bridge MacDonald, BRIG at bridgemacdonald.com.
Fantastic. Bridge, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you, and I appreciate how you help and serve lawyers. And for all of our listeners today, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.